Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your host, John Valentine. Welcome to We Are the Voice. Today, I'm going to be spending some time updating my listeners as to some of the progress that we've made in the last couple of days. We just launched our website. You can find it online, www.wearethevoice.us. And also, we are launching our monthly newsletter. We're still working on that. It'll be ready at the end of next month. What you can do is text this phrase, "We are the voice," is one line, "We are the voice," to 22828. And what that will do is you will get an automated text message asking for your phone number, your name, and your email address. And what it will do is it will comprise my contacts all in one place. So when I send out my monthly newsletter, I'll have all my contacts all in one place. So please text "We Are the Voice" to 22828 and join my monthly newsletter. You can also find my email address and my phone number on my website. You can connect with me there. You can also connect with me via Facebook. It is under David Valentine. You can also find my Twitter, which is also under David Valentine. My number is 501-487-0279. You can also connect with me personally by texting or calling my phone number. I am always available to talk with you. If you would like to call into my radio show, the number is 563-999-3402, 563-999-3402. Okay, so let's just dive in. So today I'm going to be talking about how choosing life actually empowers a woman to be a mother. Choosing life, like I said yesterday, is a choice that a woman chooses to stand for life. But standing for life, if we understand it the right way, what it does is it empowers them to be the mothers that they were created and made to be when they choose life. But what happens is a woman chooses abortion because her value has been destroyed. Whoever it is that destroyed her value, the thing is that her actions will always follow the lack of her value, the lack of her self-esteem, the self-hatred that she feels for herself. Her actions will always follow her belief system. So that is why it is so important for us as men to always honor, cherish, and treasure a woman, her heart, her emotions, because her actions, her choices are connected to how she views herself, the way that she loves herself, the way that she is respected and honored and reverenced and cherished and treasured. Her actions and her choices will always follow that distinct pattern if she is loved the right way. It is when she is not loved the right way that abortion becomes a choice, because it reveals the lack of how she views herself. But the important thing is not to hate the woman who gets the abortion. The thing is to love the woman who gets the abortion and to hate the abortion itself. Not because, just simply because it's murder. But if we understand what it does to the mother, the woman who gets the abortion, it destroys her life emotionally and mentally and in some moments physically. It really does. If you look into the eyes of a woman who has had an abortion, she carries guilt and shame with her for the rest of her life because of what she's done. It destroys a woman emotionally and mentally to even have an abortion. To have an abortion for a woman is a very traumatic situation that she will never forget. And she will always carry that around with her for the rest of her life. So it is very important that men step up to the plate and treat her with the respect and the dignity and the love that she deserves, because her actions and her choices will follow that distinct pattern. I have another update for my listeners. I am going to be launching my initiative in August. What I'm calling my initiative is Her Value Arkansas Initiative. This initiative is aimed to raise awareness and to educate men and women as to what women's value really is, teaching men how to treat women with dignity and value and respect and reverence. Because if we train a generation of women and young girls to love themselves, to not expect any less than to be honored, treasured, reverenced, and cherished, then they will not follow that pattern. Their actions and their choices will not follow that pattern. But when we teach women how a woman is to be treated and loved, then her actions and her choices will follow that. This is aimed to also deal with the lack of women's value for themselves. The lack of women's value for themselves also is going to come out in the way that they treat other women in their community. So we are launching my first ever initiative, Her Value Arkansas Initiative. I'm going to be partnering with a couple of different nonprofit organizations that are helping young girls and women through their pregnancies. They help them either keep their child or help them get in contact with adoption agencies to help them choose life. So I'm going to be giving, in the next couple of months, I'm going to be giving some steps and things that my listeners can do to get involved with me in this initiative that we are launching in August. It's going to be really exciting to see how it shapes up. It's going to be amazing. So if you want to be a part of that, that's going to be in my monthly newsletter at the end of next month. Text We Are The Voice 22828. That's all you have to do is put in your name, your number, and your email address, and you're good to go. And you'll get an email from me, our monthly newsletter from me every single month, letting you know what's going on with We Are the Voice, what's going on with her Value Arkansas Initiative. It'll also include the guests that will be on We Are the Voice for that month, what the topics are that we will be covering. So join us by texting We Are the Voice to 22828. I also highly suggest that you go to my website and follow my blog. I will be blogging every single day, so you can enjoy my blogs if you just go to my website, www.wearethevoice.us, and click on my blog. And I have a couple blog articles up already, so you want to keep up with my blog. You can also look at my homepage, and it has the description of what it is that we do, what is We Are the Voice, what is the question on there is, what is We Are the Voice? What is the aim? What is the goal of We Are the Voice? It's all on my homepage. And then we do have a contact us page. If you would like to have me speak at your college, your high school, your church, your business, please, by all means, contact me on my website. And I will get back to you as soon as possible. But those are the ways that you can contact me and get in contact with me. And I will get back in contact with you. So those are some of the updates that we have. Again, my website is up officially. And then we also have my text to join number. We Are the Voice to 22828. That's all you have to do. It'll ask for your number, your name, your email address, and you'll get a monthly newsletter from me at the end of every month. For those of you who want to join my We Are the Voice group, we are going to become the voice for the voiceless. We Are the Voice is the voice that is empowering women to be the mothers that they were created to be. So being pro-life is not about violating a woman's right to choose. Being pro-life is actually the very act of empowering women to be the mothers that they were created and made to be. That is the goal. That is the aim of We Are the Voice. The second aim is that we are going to be the voice that is defending and protecting the voiceless in our generation. So that is the goal and the aim of We Are the Voice. We literally are becoming the voice for the voiceless. We are all over the airwaves. We are online. We are on social media. It's starting to take form all over the country. We are connecting with people. And so if you really want to take the time to spend some time talking to me about We Are the Voice, if you would like to understand more of the updates that I'm giving, please call into We Are the Voice, 563-999-3402, and I'll be right back with you guys. And we are back with We Are the Voice. I am your host, John Valentine. By the way, I was also going to update you all that I do have t-shirts and I do have hats that have my logo on them. The logo is on my website if you want to take a look at it. It says, We Are the Voice Radio Show, Protecting and Defending the Voiceless. You can also look at my website. It contains all of the information about what it is that we do as We Are the Voice. In the next couple of months, we're going to have updates on who we are actually working with in the community in Arkansas, especially in Little Rock, Arkansas, to bring forth life, to stand for life in the city. That's going to be exciting. We're going to be partnering with just some amazing nonprofit organizations that bring solutions, not problems, to the table for young women and women who are pregnant. And so that's going to be amazing. For the last couple of minutes, I'm going to be live. If you would like to order a t-shirt from me, you can email me. You can also find my designs on my website. So go to www.wearethevoice.us and order a shirt. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.